You are about to encounter the all-new FM 99. KNUS, a radio station built on the foundation of fun. Fun with people, with fun ideas. KNUS, now with a lineup that speaks for itself.
Let me sketch in and reiterate for the folks who are just joining us now. On page 820 of the Dallas Morning News, there's a little ad for the KNUS 99 FM radio station, and there are caricatures of all of the big-time radio personalities here at FM 99, and of course, Tony Garrett, well, not of course, but we noticed that Tony Garrett was omitted from having his picture
Go ahead and say, of course.
Of course Tony Garrett had his name omitted for obvious reasons. But it does give you honorable mention here.
It does?
Yes. It does make you feel better. I'll just read this to you. It says, KNUS programming these days is reading like Who's Who in Dallas radio. Mike Seldon moved across from town, yada, yada. Yeah, he can be heard at his old time, 3 to 7. Johnny Michaels still running mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., joined by Dick Hitt and Tony Garrett.
Oh, well.
So they didn't omit his name.
Yeah,
that's right.
They omitted his picture, which is just as well because we all look alike anyway.
You going to stick around for a while now, Mr. Garrett?
Yes. In the news, the Air Force is getting ready to cut back some of its operations around the country. And Dick Hitt will be along after this.
Do you know anyone who's taking a driver's license test anytime soon?
No.
A lot of people get
up. Oh, yes, I do. Someone very close and dear to me.
How close?
Yeah.
A lot of people get uptight about having to take the test, you know, with a driver's license examiner in the car with them.
Yeah.
Mrs. Odessa May Parrish, who is 72, lives in Van Alstine, took her test yesterday in Sherman. She had driver's examiner Gene Hodge in the car with her.
Should I tell him?
She had...
Should I tell him?
Excuse me, I don't want to interrupt you guys.
Well, we just wanted to tell you that Johnny just told the story about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The story about Odessa May Parrish, 72, of Van Alstine, who took her driver's license test in Sherman.
Right.
Had successfully completed the driving portion of the test and had pulled into a head-in parking space when the examiner, Gene Hodge, told her to pull out and park again.
Isn't that the same one, Johnny?
Is that the same story that she parked so close to the next car, he asked her to back up and pull in straighter, and she started to pull forward a second time, but her foot hit the accelerator pedal instead of the brake?
Was that it?
I think that's the one.
Yeah. The pressure got to her, and the car went through the plate glass window and through the door into the office, and it traveled about 40 feet inside the building and shoved a desk with a secretary behind it against the back wall.
That's
and the secretary, Carlene Walker, 25, of Howe, was buried under the rubble and hospitalized with a broken foot.
By golly, you got it. That's
and,
the one.
And she was quoted as saying she saw the car coming and tried to get out of the way and hurtled one of the rails by the filing cabinet, but I couldn't get away fast enough.
Wait a minute. Is that the same thing, Johnny? That's sounding a little different.
I don't know.
Didn't take the car any time to get through there, and she was buried under pieces of paneling, walls, and the desk. The accident is this the same accident that did extensive damage to the driver's license bureau, destroying cabinets, a camera, and an eye test machine?
I don't think that's the same one, sir.
I wouldn't want to repeat it. But Mrs. Parrish, who had previously been granted a learner's permit, flunked the driving test. This is after she'd already passed it. I think one out of two is about average.
Oh, which reminds me, let's check traffic with Beth Rose.
Well, have you heard the one about the stalled car in the right center lane of northbound RLT? There is one, and this, I don't think you've said that story yet today, Johnny.
I'm checking now.
Well, there really is one. It's northbound RLT.
It's 56 downtown at KNUS.
KNUS, Johnny Michaels, good morning. Dick Hitt, good morning. And Tony Garrett, good morning, man. Damn, we're good today. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. By the way, coming up, another letter in our newest game, Game 8 of the KNUS Name Game. Three more incredible prize packages to go, so stay close, boys and girls. 7:21 now from FM 99, Wednesday at the Soaps. Today, one of our 10 most requested called Stand Up.
And the audience stands up and gives him a hand.
I know what you're saying. You're saying, what? That's called Stand Up. 7:24 from FM 99. Johnny Michaels at KNU. Bet your sweet ass. England Dan, John Ford Coley from KNUS 725. FM 99 here, taking care of a little Wednesday morning biz. I think we should caution, or perhaps maybe the better word is warn, Tony Garrett. Warn the listening audience out there that we are just a week away from the Byron Nelson Golf Classic. That's not the warning. The warning is that preliminary events will be hosted by Gerald Ford.
Hold on to your head.
I had to think about that for a minute, yeah.
I wonder if he's beamed anybody lately. We play golf all the time. That's happening, by the way, Preston Trails Golf Club. One week from Wednesday, as a matter of fact. Wow.
You got some data on Cleveland and on the Rangers?
Yes, I do. In fact, you know, yesterday we were talking about Fergie Jenkins probably having a good night, and what a night he had. Jenkins tossed a four-hitter in his first start as the Rangers beat Kansas City 4-1. And that's a type of game that's really fun to watch because it only lasted an hour and 48 minutes. Jenkins' performance was just what the doctor ordered.
Playing and pitching, and I know I can still play ball for a few more years. I'm not going to play forever. I want to play a couple more and let the young kids have it.
Mike Hargrove with a leadoff homer.
It's 56 downtown at KNUS.
Well, we just felt that we had picked on Buffalo long enough, and so now we're picking on Cleveland, and deservedly so.
Keep on listening.
KNUS, guess what I have in my hot little hand here? I have a letter inside an envelope in Game 8 of the KNUS name game. Am I going too fast for you? And I will open up the letter and give you the letter next. Did I say that right? I'll open up the envelope and give you the letter next. Well, so far so good. 736 from FM 99.
Hey,
Hi there. I have a great watchdog. When he says heel, he bites me on the foot.
No, stop. Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Are you 18 or over? I notice you're nodding your head affirmatively. Would you like to keep Tony Garrett and Johnny Michaels company. A little flick Friday night. We'll do some serious drinking along the way also. Feel free to give us a call. I'll take callers 9 and 10 at 742-5542 Metro Line 263 KNews. KNUS Dallas got a couple of more nice people who, along with their respective sweeties, will keep us company Friday night to check out the new Sylvester Stallone movie called Fist and do a little happy hour at the pawn shop on Greenville. Our recipients of this hour, anyway, are Larry Woodard and Jimmy Holder, and we'll do it again not too far away.
Hurry and get your tickets now.
This is incredible. Another first. I'm not ready to get off the air yet. I'm just getting warmed up. Jack, can I take it till 10 o'clock? 10-4, good buddy? No, I think I'll leave anyway. Just for the heck of it. Smell the flowers. We're only here for a short visit. Have yourself a good day. It is going to be just that, a good one. Enjoy.
KNUS Dallas. Yes, sir. Good morning. It is 9 o'clock. More invitations. Thank you, Johnny Michaels. Yeah, and I have some more invitations for you to join me Friday night to catch Fist with Sylvester Stallone. Meanwhile, just past the Slauson turnoff, you'll find America singing.
KNUS is 99 FM. This is Jack Shell. Enjoying the morning. Oh, boy, it's been so good today. 23 minutes until high noon is the time. Jefferson Starship is here, and they say you can count on me. Rain or shine. 64 degrees out right now. Well, 5 minutes after 10 o'clock in the morning, congratulations, Carolyn Kraft, first winner in the KNews name game. She's got herself that 1978 Triumph Spitfire on the way. You should get that tomorrow, I believe. They'll be taking it off the truck for you, Carolyn. And also to Jeff Burke, the new Betamax complete home video cassette recording system. And more winners on the way. And you were thinking of turning off the radio and going out and working in the garden? Take the portable with you.
KNUS.
Okay. That is by Chuck Mangione. And the song, of course, or Mangione, if you like, feels so good, and it does. I know it does to Carolyn Kraft, and she is still really, really on cloud nine about winning the 1978 Spitfire yesterday afternoon. That is so great. You know, in the name game, she figured out David Susskind was the man whose name had a KNUS in it. Wasn't that fun? Can we say on KNUS, congratulations to John McVie of Fleetwood Mac getting married? I mean, he's just gotten married in Hollywood. How about that? Spending his honeymoon in the recording studio. Here's the whole group together.
What is this? I turn my back, and we get another winner already in the KNews name game. Little after 12 with Jim Edwards at KNUS Dallas, and I will give you another letter clue sometime between 12 and 1 for the KNews name game. KNews, Jim Edwards. Controversy still surrounds the Panama Canal Treaty ratified the other day. I have not been able to really figure out why Congress would be willing to give it all up. Only thing I can figure is maybe the warranty on itself. FM 99, KNUS, Jim Edwards, 17 after 12 o'clock. Fort Worth Texans pulled it out of the fire last night in the semifinals for the Central Hockey League's Adams Cup. Beat Tulsa 3-2, and that means Fort Worth and Dallas in the finals. And they begin Friday night. Will Rogers at 7:30. Expect at least fair weather for the Dallas Wolves area through tomorrow with temps at least the lower 70s, 66 right now with George Benson at KNUS.
Michael Selden with humpin' bumpin' Barry White. And he say, it's ecstasy when you lie next to me. Doo-da, doo-da. Woo! Come on. Pour some syrup on me, baby. Bring your family, baby. Everybody sit on me, baby. Come on!
That's Barry White asking the musical question, what am I going to do with you, honey? Well, Barry, if you don't know, I'm damn sure not going to be the one to explain it to you. 20 minutes after 3 o'clock from FM 99, KNUS and Michael Selden.
KNUS and Michael Selden with the Eagles and the old 55.
Cranking it up. I feel like cranking up the old 55, driving out to Cutterville's, outfitting my body, and doing a little Thursday Night Fever at Whiskey River.
I love Natalie Cole from FM 99, the all-new KNUS, and Michael Selden at 10 minutes till 5 o'clock with more seats to see Fist with Sylvester Stallone, and then we'll go out for a little happy hour at Carlos and Pepe's. You know where that is, on Northwest Highway. We'll tip a few and get crazy.
Hey, what's happening? Michael Selden on KNUS, 25 minutes after 4 o'clock. Y'all, wow. I haven't had this much fun and felt this way since Mary Hartman dumped her purse in the water cooler.
The secret. KNUS, Michael Selden with Earth, Wind, and Fire and music from McCartney. Tonight on television, The $6 Million Man. Tonight, The $6 Million Man runs into a $50 woman. KNUS, Michael Selden. Almost 6 o'clock from your main man from FM 99.
Trump Dibs, man the mantles, we're coming about here. Coming about, Captain.
KNUS, Michael Selden with Gordon McLightfoot here, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. And as soon as Gordon does his tune, you get another letter in the KNUS name game.
I love me sailing, but the food on this vessel sucks.
KNUS, Michael Selden at 6:15. Hope Olson, Playboy's April Playmate, will join Johnny Michaels Friday morning on FM 99. Listen as the John removes the staple from her navel on the air right before your very ears. K-N-U-S. Michael Selden rocking on with my bad self for a Wednesday afternoon. Well, it is officially hump day now, and it's all a downhill slide toward the weekend, and we can see it on the horizon. Michael Selden at 525 with another letter in the K-News name game, and this time it's F, as in Bud Pucker.
KNUS. Dallas is 99 FM at 701 on the Think Show. And I think I'm in love. KNUS at 705 on the Saint Show. I would love to be your imaginary lover. Look out. It's the Saint Show with giveaway week. As many as 3 winners every hour. Tickets to see Gene Cotton at Six Flags this Saturday night. You can win them right here. Couple of minutes. KNUS, that's Steve Miller Band on the Saint Show at 7:13. And the winning came easy to Janet Humphreys of Garland. She correctly identified Chris Christopherson and won prize package number 9 in the KNUS name game, which is a Kawasaki jet ski. We're in the game number 9 now in the KNUS name game, and I've got a letter for you. If you got your pencil and paper ready, the letter is D, as in do it. KNUS. It is 7:18 on the Saint Show. The Rangers go against the Cleveland Indians tonight. Game time is 7:35 at Arlington Stadium. Rangers are now 4-10 for the season. They beat the Royals last night, had a no-hitter going into the sixth inning. Final score was 4-1. Gonna try and do it again tonight. KNUS. And the winning came easy to Glenn Lucan of Dallas. Just called in and got tickets to see that brand new movie FM featuring Linda Ronstadt and some various and other sundry assorted folks. Not only that, Art Garfunkel's LP, Watermark. The winning comes easy all night long with at least 3 winners every hour. Before 8 o'clock, I'll have another letter in the KNUS name game. You'll have to write it down to win.
KNUS. And the KNUS name game on the Saint Show. Another letter in the KNUS name game. Write it down. It's S. S as in Saint.
All you got to do is write that down. Write all the letters down. Could get you one of the 2 remaining prize packages. Got something brand new from Robert Palmer. KNUS presents the largest morning staff in Dallas radio. In fact, it's so large that we all had to take a pay cut just to get them all on. Johnny Michaels, Dick Hitt, Tony Garrett, Doug Bear, Ron McAllister, Beth Rose, and occasionally 3 or 4 other people who stumble in off the street. The KNUS Morning Show, only 6 to 9 right here. Woo! KNUS, what's your name, little girl? What's your number? KNUS, the Saint Show at 10:35. Rangers have now won 2 in a row. They shut out the Cleveland Indians tonight. Final score was 3-0. They beat the Royals of Kansas City last night 4-1, and they'll play Cleveland again tomorrow night. Game time 7:35, Arlington Stadium.
FM 99, KNUS. Now the talk of Dallas, soon to be the talk of the nation. The next time you're in Big D, turn us on or drop by our studios for a little fun. After all, that's what we're all about.
KNUS 99.